Hello and welcome to The Dinner Table, the only podcast that is set and catered to you. Today we're going to be examining and talking about Hamilton, the hit Broadway musical that was now brought to Disney Plus. Today I'm here joined with my sister Angela and my cousin Michelle, and we're going to be talking about Hamilton and, you know, our ideas and opinions on the play, our critiques, you know, our opinions, ranking the songs in our sense of, like, what songs were better, if the show is worthwhile, and yeah. Okay, we're gonna start. So, introduce yourself, Angela.
What do you want me to say?
You're my sister. Say you're my sister. That's all you have to say.
Oh, I'm Bunny's sister, and this is my first feature on this podcast.
Yes, it's our first feature. Okay. Okay, so this is Michelle. Y'all know her. She made my art, my cover art. So, round of applause.
Whoa. For her art.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, follow me on IG.
Yes, I will link her. Don't worry. I'll add them.
Don't add me.
Wait, do I have to say my ad? Or are you going to link
that? I'll link the ad. All like, right, when I, cool. like, advertise. Okay, so yes, today, so we're going to talk, each of us, how we got into Hamilton before we dive into, like, the songs. So, first, I'm going to talk about me.
No, we have to talk about Angela, because she's the origin.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about how Angela gave me
No, the... we need to start with
okay,
Angela.
Okay, she can start. Go, Angela.
Right, how'd you get into Hamilton?
How'd I get into Hamilton? To be honest, I don't really remember. I just listened to it one day, and I was like, damn, this shit is fire. Kind of, like, some of these songs go off.
I'm sure you saw, like, people talking about it on Tumblr, and then you were like, let me look this up.
Let me look it up.
What's that on Tumblr back then?
There was hella Tumblr.
This was like,
There were hella Tumblr bitches talking about it back then. But the thing is, like, I wasn't active on Tumblr until circa 2016. So I don't know if that was where I heard about it, because I got into it in 2015.
But was Hamilton popular in 2015, or did it not make the rounds till 2015?
I think it was popular in 2015, but I didn't really know about it because it was popular. I knew about it because I think someone told me about it. It was probably someone in my class. At that point in time,
the theater kids.
You were in high school.
Huh? I remember I was in a theater. I was in a production as one of the backup singers/actresses in Grease for my high school play, and there were a ton of theater kids in there. They were raving about Hamilton and how I had to listen to it. And then I was like, fine, I'll listen to it. And then I got kind of into it. And then 3 weeks later, I regretted being in Grease. Because there was a lot of drama in the show, but the play was great. But
otherwise,
but like there's a lot of drama among the cast, and I didn't want to be no offense, theater kids out there, but I didn't want to be a theater kid.
That makes sense.
Because you know that's just not my personality. But I still really liked Hamilton, so I was very happy to be able to see it. Finally.
Yeah, me too. I think that like the reason why I like know about it and like I think that it's like been ingrained into my mind is because lyrics. It's because Evangela, my sister, really just my sister.
It's because she was playing it out loud for like everything that you guys. I remember coming in one day when you guys were just to like come on. I was coming over just to hang out with you guys, and that was just blasting in the background. I was like,
I'm gonna play something. I'll do.
And I just remember.
I blast Chloe X Haley now.
I just remember subconsciously just like, I was like, oh, I hate these songs. I was playing. But then, out of nowhere, she would play, you know, she would just be playing Skylar Sisters, and I would just go into the mirror and be like, work! And then I was like, no, I'm transitioning. And it happened. I turned into, and that's when I knew that, like, Hamilton was ingrained into my mind. And it just, like, made me feel like, wow, ciao.
And then Michelle is speaking. I didn't find out about it. They showed me it. But first, Angela tried to introduce it to me. But I was like, I don't know. It's not my style. It was too narrative-wise for me. Like, I was just listening. I wanted to hear something with, like, a bop and a melody. But these motherfuckers were just talking about history. And I was like, I don't care about none of that. And then, I got Hamilton out of my mind for like a good while. And then you, Daniela, came over to my house one day, and it was the day that I got that recording of you, and you're my favorite subject. And then I was like, okay, that's
that was middle school me.
Yeah, that song kind of went hard, and I was like, okay, I don't remember this being in Hamilton. So then I was like, okay, fuck it, fine. I went on YouTube and I was like, all right, Hamilton soundtrack, and then I just started going through like a couple of them. But then for the most part, I didn't like a lot of them, TBH. But the ones that I did like, those motherfuckers went hard. That had some bops. And I was so surprised because I was like, bro, this is like history. This is Broadway. This isn't my genre at all because... I don't know, back then I was like a stingy little, like,
yes. I had to have my alternative indie rock music.
You were.
Yes, you were.
Are you talking to Stoma, an alternative indie rock bitch?
I think that,
that's how
you transitioned.
Yeah, I definitely transitioned. I'm more freaking, what's it called, open to like different genres and types of music.
You're not trying to be different. Like,
yeah, I was trying really hard to be different back in high school.
I'm not like other girls.
I remember, exactly. Before it seemed like you did, like, anything that was remotely basic, you were like, no.
I was the opposite thing. I was like, I'm a basic bitch.
I don't think both are okay.
We're off topic. Okay. Anyways, yeah, some of those Hamilton songs are bops. I don't give a fuck about none of the, all the work that was put into the, credits to the play and all the work that went into it, but... I'll talk about it later, but anyways, all I care about is the bops.
That's the bops, the song.
Okay, speaking of bops, we each made our own tier list.
And we're going to be going down the list of Hamilton songs by the playbill. Like, this is like the order in which the play, you know, progresses, like storytelling-wise, of each song and each track. And we're each going to say where we rank that track on our tier list. So our tier list is in the categories of S tier, which is supreme. And I mean, what is it, ladies? Supreme. And then we have A tier, which is classics, you know, of course the classic bops that, you know, we recognize that are always also going to be, you know, iconic. Then we have B, which is like intermediate level, where we're gonna rank these songs like we love them, but we also don't mind if we don't listen to them all the time. And then we have C tier, really we kind of forget about them, but they're still there, we kind of like them sort of. And then we have D tier, which is songs that we forget about and I forgot existed.
And then I skip very fairly.
Yes, and I don't listen to. Because they don't do anything for me or stimulate me in any other way or give me any serotonin. So,
damn,
let's go.
Okay. That's a big jump.
Yeah, I mean, because like they're just songs that I don't like communicate or like identify with. So the first song, of course, the iconic beginning track, Alexander Hamilton.
That's the first one?
Yeah, that's the first track.
That's like the opening. That's intro. I put it in A tier. Where did y'all put that in? I put it in A tier because...
I also put it in A tier.
Yeah, I put it in A tier because, like, it starts everything off. I feel like it's a good intro. It's a good reflection of, like, telling the story. Like, it gives, like, a good, like, context, you know?
Yeah, I also feel like it, like, if you're, like, on your definitions, Alexander Hamilton's, like, a classic. It's what they perform whenever they go outside of, like, Broadway. It's also, like, the one that I feel like has just, like, the most character in terms of, like, characters. Like, you can clearly see which roles you were gonna fill in during the play. And I like the fact that it's retrospective. Like, it even starts, like, I'm the damn fool that shot him. Like, you know from the beginning that this fool's gonna,
like, shoot
him. That's a gun.
And I feel like it's very purposeful because in between, the musical, because it's a movie, technically, right now. It is. It's a film. They filmed it. And, like, if you're thinking about it, like, there's motifs that go continuously around, like, that, like, of Aaron Burr shooting Hamilton. And, like, through the whole, like, there's, like, symbolism and foreshadowing, which is, like, amazing that, like, that track just sets it up. So, like, we know it's gonna happen. And so it's kind of, like, almost like a scavenger hunt to see where they add these motifs, which I think is, like, a very, like, amazing thing in, like, the music.
Damn, I feel bad because I put that in B.
It's okay. These are our own opinions.
Yes.
Ain't nobody gonna stop.
Own it. You got it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm enthralled with the Hamilton lore and reading up about it as you guys are. But yeah, I put that in the B.
I feel like I like it just because, like, I love history. Like, I'm a history buff. I love listening about history. And I feel like that one gives me so much context about history that makes me like it. So yeah. Next song is Aaron Burr, Sir.
Fuck, where did I put that?
I put that actually in B tier. Where did y'all put that? I put that in B tier because I like it. It's definitely like talk less, smile more. I like that song. And I definitely like it. Like, it gives you like a good like introduction to the two characters. And I feel like it like almost parallels them as like two. There's like an antithesis of like how they're two and they're very different. You know?
Jesus.
Because, like, you know, Burr is, like, the opposite of like Hamilton, you know? Like, it's like already showing like this difference in correlation. Where did you put that, Angela?
Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
Let me see this.
Oh. I put that in D.
You put it in D? Oh my
god. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Wait, where did you put it, Lenny?
I put it in B. I put it in B. I put it in middle tier.
I put Aaron Burr in... I can't even find it. There's so many songs. I'm sorry, y'all. I also put Aaron Burr in B.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Aaron Burr is, like, a good song, but, like, it's not the best in Hamilton, you know? Okay, anyways, moving on. Okay, next one. I think this is, like, a lot of people talk about this song. This is also a song that everybody's, like, enthralled. It's actually, like, I think identifies Hamilton, My Shot. Where did you guys put My Shot? I put My Shot in A tier because it's a classic. I think it just, even it, like, for me, it is a classic. It classifies, like, Hamilton in, like almost, like, perspective in, like, a way of how it's, like, played out. And it gives Hamilton his character of how he is. Like, he's not gonna throw away his shot. Like, he's gonna, like, continue to keep working. And it's kind of, like, that's his motif. That's Hamilton's motif throughout the musical. My Shot. And he keeps, like, singing it throughout any other, like, song. So where did you guys put that?
I put that in B. I'm sorry.
I also put it in A, but not for any of the reasons you did. I did it for Hercules Mulligan.
He goes, Hercules Mulligan.
Open up, come in, I'm gonna say, come again! I left off your daughters and horses. I mean, it's hard to have intercourse over forces.
Oh, of course.
It says intercourse.
Yes, intercourse.
Oh, that's right.
That's of course.
If I had not had that lyric, was I'm that, not going to lie, that, I would have put it in
yeah, it was.
C.
Was that in the Disney one?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it was in it.
The lap dance is also in the Disney one.
Oh my god, they let intercourse happen, but they're like, oh no, we gotta censor the word fuck. Sorry.
Oh, I know. I didn't get that.
Like, I mean, it's because kids probably don't know what intercourse is.
True. And it, yeah. He said it pretty fast, so the kids are like, y'all hear something?
Y'all hear something? Okay, the next one is The Story of Tonight. Tell the story of tonight. Don't get mad at me.
I put that in D.
I put that in D. It doesn't. It's a good song, but it's not like I don't listen to it willfully. Like if I don't have to listen to it because I'm not watching the musical, I don't have to. Like I don't listen to it by choice.
Oh, okay.
I'm forced to listen to it.
Yeah, that's just in D for
yeah.
me. I'm sorry.
Where did you put it, Angela? Did you put it in D like us? Maybe come through with a D. So we all agree.
I'm looking for it. I don't.
It says The Story of Tonight. And then I have parentheses in it.
The Story of Tonight reprise.
Yeah, there's only a reprise.
I put it in C.
Okay, just directly above. That makes sense. Why did you put it in C?
Why did I put it in C? I like the like camaraderie they have. And I also like the part where they go like, raise a glass to freedom. Something you can never take away. No matter what they tell you. And I like it because it's ironic.
That's true. Because do we really have freedom? Anyways.
Scratch his head.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna go. So, next song. Oh my god. Okay, this is
what?
A bop. Like, we all have to consider it. The Skylar Sisters.
Best tier. S-tier. No doubts. That shit is slapped.
I actually have it in A tier.
What?
Bitch. A tier is still classic, but it isn't a. Okay, here's my thing.
I put that in S.
Okay, I know.
Bruh,
I know.
I'm disappointed.
I throw my ass to that. Like,
okay,
what?
Okay, yes.
We did a dance routine to this like 3 days ago.
Okay, yes. Okay, I will stand by my decision yourself. because I'm keeping my S tier. My S tier is specific like songs that like I keep on repeat and correlating to like myself. Okay. Skylar Sisters, I bop to Skylar Sisters, no doubt. Okay. But
no doubt.
I have to admit that like for me it isn't like my personal favorite to keep singing like repeatedly. Like I can't like I don't have it on my shuffle play, you know?
Okay.
Like I have like other songs on shuffle play.
Okay. Right.
You know, that's the criticism.
Okay. Understandable. Have a nice day.
Yes. We're actually gonna continue after this short break. Oh my god, okay, so we are back and we're gonna be talking about Farmer Refuted.
What the most anticlimactic song title in Hamilton.
You know what? I think I'm gonna have to move that one to Actually, no, shut up.
I put it in D tier.
I put that in C.
I put it in C.
Okay, it's definitely comedic. I think it's a very comedic song. I think it's just comedic relief.
It is comedic relief. It leads into freaking George Washington. Not George Washington. What is George Washington?
King George.
Yeah, King George. I hate it because they have the same name.
Oh my goodness, their little brothers are screaming.
Oh.
Not the little brothers.
Not the little brothers. Because I have a little sister, but I want a little brother. What? I got inside to build America's first bank.
What?
Okay. You got in your own class. Okay, we will get to that.
I have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
They're just like yelling random.
Our cousin does not speak the sisterly language.
Yeah, I don't. I was talking about you two.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because I didn't. What were you guys doing?
What were we doing? Were we just talking?
We said something to each other.
I remember what they said. Oh my goodness.
It's okay, it's recorded.
We'll look back and be like,
wait, next song
is You'll Be Back.
A tier.
No, wait. No, S tier, motherfuckers. S tier.
Okay.
That's the one when you were like, you're my favorite. So that had me weak, and then I kept listening to that. And I'm still listening to that.
Okay.
Wait, is that also the one where you guys like, I'm so blue?
Yes.
And he just became a pouty face.
No, he turned into blue. He turned blue. The stage
wasn't that
turns
for
blue.
Wasn't that for the second version of that? I don't even know. Never mind.
No, that's You'll Be Back as the first.
What
comes
next?
Okay, yeah, that
no,
one.
No,
okay.
No.
Next song.
Wait, I can't believe we're just gonna talk about You'll Be Back so
far. Okay. We're gonna keep talking.
If you guys don't want to talk about it.
King George is iconic though. In terms of if we were ranking characters, King George would be like S tier plus.
Yeah, characters, definitely. But like, this is not the last time we see him.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. I just loved his voice. Like, oh my god.
Gaslof can sing.
Those notes he was hitting, I was like, oh my goodness.
Also, have you heard Kristoff in Frozen? Hitting those notes?
Yeah, oh my goodness. He's
oh my god, cause I'm lost in the woods.
Okay.
Yes,
it feels like Frozen came out so long ago.
It was
oh my god,
year.
It's literally just not even been a year. Remember, until the end. Oh my god, when you ran into the woods.
I didn't run into the woods.
Well, it was raining.
You totally ran into the woods.
Let me explain myself. I came over to your house, and you were not here, so I was like, fuck, I'm bored. So I decided, this is when the Frozen 2 hype was going around, and it was raining, and I was
there
like,
was a Frozen 2 hype?
There was Frozen 2 hype, what are you talking about? There's no Frozen 2 hype. Anyways, the Frozen 2 hype was still going on around, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna listen to Into the Unknown, and it was raining, and I just ran down your street listening Into the Unknown, and probably your neighbor saw me, and I don't give a fuck.
You know what other song from Frozen's lap? This should have been on the soundtrack. Gotta get this right, baby!
I love how we're talking about the Frozen song.
Okay, let's continue with Hamilton. Okay, this is the wrong
next
episode,
song is the introduction.
Holy shit, we're
of George Washington.
Bro, we're probably screaming into this mic.
Oh, I know, sorry, I know we are. Right Hand Man.
Where
did you guys put Right Hand Man? I put him in C. It's the introduction of what's it called? I'm pretty sure this is the introduction of George Washington.
I put that in fucking D.
I put that in C. That's like they're like, we're outmanned, outgunned.
I put it in B actually.
Unnumbered out.
But it's also partly because I have a crush on Chris Jackson. I've had one since In the Heights. So.
You're just like, yes, I will say also another iconic character that we have to we're getting to that, don't worry. Next song is like, I think also kind of comedic relief, A Winter's Ball.
Oh, I put that in
C.
I put that in D, but not because of anything, because I don't associate Winter's Ball as a song, more like a transition into Helpless. Like, I don't see it as a song. It's like isn't it like a 1 minute transition?
I put it in C instead of D because I thought it was really funny. Because when they have like on three, we're reliable with the ladies. There are so many to the flower, ladies. Look, proximity to power.
Why are you going to Disney like all this? fucking sexual shit past, but not like one, like not one like a, fucking not like, bad word.
I know that made me mad.
They're like, fuck. We can't. That's that can't F word. No.
It's because kids won't recognize that shit, but they won't recognize anything else. When are you gonna hear a little kid be like, yeah, there are so many ladies to the flower?
I don't know.
Like, when would I know that? When would I understand that?
You never know.
What kind of things are your children reading?
I put Winter's Ball in D, like, and you put it in C.
I'm gonna assume I put it in D because I can't find it.
You have all like in D. Well, yeah. Next song. Okay, I think maybe the most adorable and cutest song, Helpless.
I put that in A.
Me too.
That shit is cute.
I put that in S, bro. That shit. I was like singing.
Ooh, I do.
Right. Yeah. That's how I felt when I first met my first boyfriend. Literally though.
Me and Daniela can't relate.
It's okay. No, it's okay. It's because, like, I simped hard.
Satisfied. We'll never be satisfied.
No, like, I'm not going to lie. I'm very disappointed in past me because high school me was a simp.
I think you used Helpless as a way to, like, cope. Like, yeah. It was your song. Like, she used Helpless as a way to, like, dictate her relationship.
Wait, so was that...
Wait, that's not true.
Was that... Damn, Daniela. Wait, so... Well, was that in your S tier or your A tier?
That was in my A tier.
Mine's A tier. A tier is still good.
Okay.
A tier is classic, iconic.
Okay,
S-tier
okay.
There's very few S games for me.
Yeah, okay. So next song is... Okay, I think, nonetheless, Satisfied. I put S-tier. That in S-tier. S-tier.
Yeah, S-tier.
Okay, finally, we all agreed.
Satisfied.
S-tier.
S-tier.
That was so stupid. I think it's also just Renee.
Yeah, Renee Goldsberry could...
She can get it.
I think...
Her voice? Guys... Angelic. Also, like, the way she, can go between, like, the way she enunciates, like, her raps, no offense to DaVidix, I love DaVidix, I have a crush on DaVidix, I would let DaVidix do dirty, dirty things.
Shit, Angela.
But
the enunciation and all of his, and all DaVidix raps, not there. But Renee's raps in Satisfied, every single effing word, you can hear it.
Bars.
And then the vocals. She vocalizes. Bars. Her voice. She can do raps and vocals. Like, her voice
the
is just
range.
Like. Exactly.
The woman
range.
Has range.
TBH, like, I don't know if this
And her
is,
acting is really good, also.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a diss or anything. Because I do really like Satisfied, but whenever I listened to the song, I was like, oh, I can just imagine her face so angelically, like singing her heart out to this. But when I was watching the play, I saw that, like, she had to put in a lot of work, and her face was just, like, it was, like, really, what's the word? Like, it was long, and it was stretched, and she was, like, screaming.
Like, yeah, because when you're singing, I think, in Broadway musicals, you're, like, in a stage, and you have to, like, enunciate.
You have to announce it. Yeah, and I wasn't even thinking about that, so I thought this song was, like, so effortless for her, but then seeing her on stage, I was like, damn, she put in work. Respect.
That's also work. Also, the choreography for Satisfied is beautiful.
Yeah, so I think just, like, actually being able, for me, finally being able to see the play and see their faces and their reactions to singing the songs, that really helped, like,
add
my respect to them.
That's definitely true.
The next one is The Story of Tonight Reprise. I put that also in C.
Yeah, same here.
It's not, like, I think it's not necessary to give any, it's a good song,
I think it's also one of those things where it's, like, comedic transition, where it's, like,
yeah.
A toast to freedom, something you will never see again.
I think I put that in D.
It's just like a good trend. Like, and then I feel like they use a song to like bring in
Amber.
Amber.
I also like how it introduces like Theodosia.
Oh yeah,
like that's cute.
Oh guys, we have done it again. We are here.
What is
our next song? Guys, wait for it.
Wait for it is definitely S tier.
It's
no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Top song. I listen to that song every day on repeat. It's like my literally. Leslie is amazing. No wonder he won that Tony. Like, Tony well deserved. Like, I think that like he definitely carried so much.
I'm nodding my head.
Yeah. You feel
yes.
I put that in A.
Wait for it also like just lyrically hits so hard, like I love how like the motif of like death doesn't discriminate, love doesn't discriminate, life doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and I feel like that's just really powerful. It like it also hit because like you could see like the theme of legacy throughout all the songs, especially in Hamilton songs, but in this one you hear like not legacy being a burden, like they left no instructions, just a legacy to protect, and that shit hurts. But it also hits hard, and I think that's why it's so effective. I was just telling these girls earlier, I'm like a sucker for angst.
Yes.
So Wait For It really did it for me.
Yes. And just like I think that also like lyrically, vocally, it's there. And I think also I love how it like comes back in other songs as his motif. Like, it's, like, it's his thing. Because it's, like, with Hamilton. Hamilton always takes the opportunity. He takes the shot. He's not going to wait take away his shot. He's going to keep going. And Burr waits for it. He doesn't do anything. You see? Like, there's, like, an emphasis. And I feel like that's very important.
Daniela is, like, enunciating all this and staring at me while I'm on fucking Twitter. I don't give a shit about this.
Oh, my God. Okay, so next song is Stay Alive, the original. Which is, I think is, like, when they're, like, going to be, like, on like war. I put Stay Alive, like the first Stay Alive, in C. Not necessarily a fan favorite for me.
Yeah, I put that in C.
What did you do, Angela? Did you put it in C like us? Because I don't know, I feel like Stay Alive, at least like the original Stay Alive, isn't my favorite.
I also put it in C.
Finally, we matched. Okay, next one. I think this is just like personal preference. 10 Dual Commandments, Anthony Ramos. Can we all agree?
Yeah, I put
that. He smashed that.
Yeah, I put that.
I put that in.
I think I put that in B.
Me too. I think I put that in B.
I put that in B.
Yeah, because it's definitely like an iconic, what's it called? You know.
Actually, I'll put it in A.
Oh shit.
But I put it in A because I like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's the only reason it's like, so hard for me.
And it also like Anthony Ramos, I feel like he deserves much credit. He doesn't do like a lot of like solo singing in like Hamilton, but I feel like his role is really important to like the development of all the characters. And he also just has a really melodic voice. If you guys have a chance, so listen to Anthony Ramos' new album.
Yes.
It's so good. And kind of smexy.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Okay, next one. Next song is Meet Me Inside. So this is like...
I put this in D. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
I'm
Meet Me Inside is like George Washington, like, telling him, son. Isn't that's the one
where
he's like, don't call me son.
I feel like this song serves no purpose except for like, you know, transitioning.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like the only, like, if I had to like pick a reason to like move it up to like C or something, it'd be like the whole like ending where he's like, son, don't call me son. Call me son one more time. Go home.
Yeah, put that in D.
It's just not there. You know, like, I don't think it's like there at all. And
bro,
like,
your
sense,
mom is calling you.
Call me son, call me daughter one more time.
Y'all are so mean. Mama, I'm making a podcast.
Stupid.
Okay.
Go back to your mom.
Okay.
I think we'll be back. I think we will be back. Oh my God. Well, yeah, welcome back in the middle of the show for my mom, you know, yelling at me. But now Michelle has to leave.
Mama.
Yeah, I, Michelle, have to leave because my mom said so. So before I dip, I'm going to give my last criticisms, remarks, opinions.
Give
overall, I only care about the bops. When I was watching the play, I really want to get into play. I don't know, I just really want to get into the play, what's it called, Broadway play fan base, because I also want to watch freaking the Beetlejuice musical, because that I've listened to the songs from that, and that shit goes hard too. But oh my goodness, I was watching Hamilton on the TV, and oh my goodness, I was really long, like that brief intermission, I really needed it. And even towards the end, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't take this, when does Hamilton freaking die? Anyways, but yeah, so as I was watching it, I was like, you know what, I don't really care too much for this play, just for the songs, so but props to all the work that went in, to all the actors, oh my God, their voices, the dancers, the choreography, the props, the stage setup, the people who was doing the lights and all the music mixing.
That's true. The overall effect was phenomenal.
Yeah, yes, props phenomenal. To all of them. You put in work. It's just history is not my cup of tea. I think I'd enjoy the Beetlejuice musical more. Yeah. Anyways, see, that's my final criticism. And also, I can see why people are shitting on Lin-Manuel Miranda for him making himself the lead. Because I was kind of uncomfortable that he got Eliza, but that other chick, oh my god.
What?
Angelica was also into him, but then he also got with the lady in the red dress, which was kind of Peggy, because it's the same actor. I know it's not Peggy, but it's the same actor that's playing her. So technically, he got all three girls and this mistress woman. Like, I don't know what you're trying to say, dude. Like, I appreciate the whole... Like, this doesn't even make sense. I don't know. I'm not trying to be an asshole or anything. The writing was good. I love the songs that have to let the ladies sing.
Yeah.
But it kind of felt shady that the three, like, baddies that were in this play, the three main, the Skylar sisters all technically got with him. That didn't sit right with me. But I know that's perhaps that wasn't his intention, but that was...
But, like, that was, like, history pretty much. Like,
that was history, yeah, true. But I don't know.
And also, like, I think he did, like, the dual roles. So, Peggy was, like, the only, like, the other Skylar sisters had to be there throughout. The only dual role that could be for a woman would be Peggy.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be a... asshole or nothing, but it didn't feel comfortable with me. But I don't know, that probably wasn't the intentions, but those are, I think, my final ideas. Anyways, I really liked Hamilton. I'm trying to freaking get out this
my god. Well, anyway. bye. Now that Michelle is gone and had to abruptly leave in the recording session, we are going... This is just literally just like three teenage girls in a room talking about a Broadway musical, Hamilton.
I don't know why you're talking about teenage girls with me.
What do you mean?
I'm a young adult.
Oh, yes! You're young... You're technically you're a teenager for like 4 more months. So sit down.
Sit down,
Mom. Sit down. Okay. So next song is That Would Be Enough. So it's pretty much just Eliza being an amazing wife. And, you know, Hamilton taking that for granted. And I put that in B tier. Where did you put that?
I also put that in B tier. I love Eliza, but she needs to, like, start growing down. Because Hamilton needs to do better.
Yes. You need to be pulled down a peg. Do better, yes. A peg.
Oh, God.
I got the peggy things.
Oh, no, I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking he shouldn't be.
Oh, anyway. ciao. Next song. An iconic that I think we could all... Guns and Ships.
Ooh.
Where do you put that in?
I put that in A tier. Guns and Ships has, like, the most iconic rap of Hamilton.
Yes.
And I love Lafayette. And yes. I feel like this is where his moment to really shine, you know? Like, there are songs where certain characters shine, and this is Lafayette's moment. And I truly, truly, truly love Lafayette.
Yes.
And W. Diggs.
And I stand by that. We stand by that. And I think Guns and Ships, it's honestly, the rap, like, it's like, I think I would mess it up.
It's the fastest rap on Broadway.
Ever. Props to them. That song is just amazing. There. It snaps, it works, it's there. The next song is History Has Its Eyes on You. And I put that, where did I put that? I think I put that in, I didn't put that in A tier. No.
I put that in C.
I put that in B tier. Did I? I didn't even know. I
feel like it was a good song. It didn't stand out to me in any way, so I just put it in C.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Washington and them seeing History Has Its Eyes on You. And he's just like... Okay, the next song is Yorktown. The Battle of Yorktown.
I think I put that in B tier.
Yeah, me too. I was like, you know, it's there. It's an amazing song. Very, like, plot-developing song. Like, it's a good, like, plot development.
And also one of my favorite lines from the play. Immigrants, we get the job done.
And it's just like, yes. Give us that line. That virtually does nothing, but, you know, it's there. The next line is, what comes next?
A tier.
Yes.
All Grasslands songs will be A tier for me. I love that man. I love his voice. I love his character.
He's kind of just like, well, see how you survive. see, you know, like, see how you're doing. I guess you can do, I guess, you know, he's just like,
and I also love his, like, little notch where he goes, like, oceans rise, empires fall.
We have he's really just dissing them. He's like, I gotta diss them. I gotta put them in their place.
I'm not gonna lie, it's so funny.
Yes. The next song, which is Dear Theodosia. Okay, okay, I put that.
I cry.
I put that in S. S tier.
Dear Theodosia is also S tier for me. I feel like the familial love, the like fatherly love that both Burr and Hamilton express in this song, just kind of, it hits, you know? And also, like, it makes you kind of tear because you realize that, like, Lin actually wrote this for his own son who was born around the time that, like, this was coming out, and then he put this in there. And I thought it just really kind of hit and added a dimension to the song.
And I like how it was, like, a parallel. Like, it had, like, Aaron, Burr, and then I had a Hamilton, like, side by side, talking about their children. And I feel like it gave, like, this new, like, connection to, like, almost, like, fatherly love, which I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And it also, like, showed how, like, similar they were, almost giving more, like, of, like, this, like, parallel into their stories. Because Hamilton is as much as, like, Burr's story as, like, as it is himself, because they're both, like, having, like, a similar path, and it's, like,
they even mention it in, like, the Right Hand Man song, where, like, he's, like, have you met Burr? Yes, sir, we keep meeting.
And it's just, like, this almost, like, a motif that they're, like, they're always parallel to each other, which I really enjoy. And that concludes Act 1 of all songs. So, we are actually going to make a separate episode for all of the Act 2 songs, because this episode would be, like, a bajillion, hours long.
Yes, also, I want to sleep, my darling.
She wants to sleep. And final remarks on the first act. What are your opinions? I honestly, I don't even know.
I feel like, on the first act, I feel like they definitely went hard on the pre, like, revolution and revolution stage. I feel like it definitely sets up the roles of the characters. Like, you have, at this point in the play, you have a pretty firm sense of, like, the different characters, the main characters, and then I think it really helps because when you get into the second act, you get introduced to all these new characters who are actually the same actors, but, you know, in new characters. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're at this point, it's like a little sweet spot where you're, like, just at the right point. But I also feel like it's incredibly long, which makes sense as we're taking a break right now, and the intermission was definitely needed at this point, which is why I think it's a good spot. I think the first act also phenomenal, absolutely
phenomenal. Incredible. And amazing. And I think opinions on, like, the first act, same thing. Like, most of, like, the iconic songs are in the first act, and I feel like the first act is, like, the most lively, and, like, second act really is where it starts going to, like, much more depressing, not depressing, but, like, sadder topics. And I think that the first act has a really good, like, a lot of, I think almost like a peak in its way that their songs are performed. And yeah, this actually is the end of this episode. I would like to thank you guys for streaming The Dinner Table, and I hope you guys will continue to stream The Dinner Table, because don't forget that The Dinner Table is set and catered for you. Thank you, y'all. Mwah.